Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and it's our Stories of Hope series today. I have a wonderful guest lined up right now to ignite the story of hope again and why we're doing this show. Dina Chopoulos is here, and she studied physical health, education, and lifestyle management at the University of Toronto and George Brown College. She's a certified wellness coach through American College of Sports Medicine, and Dina is the founder, the head pain coach, the chief curator at Pain to Possibilities, and the Change Pain Academy. She's also the host of Chronic Pain Experience podcast that focuses on conversations about chronic pain management, the chronic pain experience, and interviews. Oops, excuse me. And interviews with experts to inspire, motivate, and improve your lived experience with pain. After watching her mother's lived experience with undiagnosed ADHD, post-polio syndrome, and celiac disease, which resulted in an early death, along with her husband's experience of living much of his early years with an undiagnosed rare metabolic disorder, Deanna grew to understand the challenges of those who live with invisible chronic conditions, being misunderstood, not believed, labeled as slow or lazy, and being told that everything looks fine after testing. That's what they experience on a daily basis, and that all of that must be in their heads. As a pain coach, Dina, along with the chronic pain community, witnesses firsthand how chronic pain care is truly broken, and she's here to help us change that. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Good, good, good. So, you know, we were talking earlier before we came live, and that is when people have chronic pain, they really do lose hope because they don't feel listened to, they don't feel heard, they don't feel acknowledged. We want to fix the pain. And how can you do other things in your life when you're so preoccupied? All your energy is taken into. And is that why you do what you do?
Absolutely. There is just far too many people struggling with the complexities that pain is and the lived experience with pain. That yes, that is absolutely why I do what I do.
Yeah. So tell us about what, you know, why right now do you see so many people out there that are struggling with chronic pain? Because we want to, you know, help our audience, because a lot of times, you know, people tune in for the first time. Right. Or people that are recurring, you know, listeners that struggle with chronic pain. And what is it that you want to say to them?
Right. First and foremost, because this is a show about hope, I would love for our community to know, or if you live with pain, there is hope. That is not often the message that is shared. Often they are just hearing the words, I don't know what else to do to help you. So, and this is where, and it ties in beautifully to your show, because when you state at the very beginning of your show about being the guru of your own health and well-being, I really want people to know that there is so much more they can do. They can get back in that driver's seat a little bit more, work with their physician for sure, but also, you know, them being very much in the driver's seat.
Right, because something is going on in the body. Basically, what you're saying is that they don't need to live with the sentence per se, that this is the end, you know, that that's it. So because you're talking about how you know, my message about being your own inner guru, being an advocate for yourself, and really looking at, you know, having the right team of people around you. So maybe the physician that is saying, you know, this is how this is and whatever, maybe there's a second opinion. Maybe there's somebody else that needs to be talked to. But what you're saying is that there is hope and that you can find a way is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And it may not mean that we are ridding ourselves of pain. I think that's a really important distinction to make. It really is improving life with pain, because oftentimes we're really primed to believe that surgery or a pill will fix our pain. And we know with chronic pain that that is often not the case. However, there is so much research suggesting that there are things we can do. It takes time, it takes practice, it takes patience, but there are lots of things that we can do inside of our toolbox that offers that hope that you can live a pretty good life without that life sentence of pain.
Yeah, that's good. Do you also believe that our emotional state and our emotional well-being is affects also our thought process, affects
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are, everything matters when it comes to chronic pain. So we know that pain is biological, psychological, and social in nature. And so part of our challenge is we really address the biological pretty well when it comes to our medical model, but we sort of missed the two thirds of the rest of the pie. So the psychological piece, which is all the emotions, the beliefs, the past experiences, trauma, you know, how you were raised when it comes to pain. You know, if you fell, was your mom right there, right on top of you, or was she a little more relaxed and a little more, you know, you're going to be fine. To the environment you work in, the environment you live in. There's so much involved in what amplifies pain and what dials pain down that can get a little complicated. But yes, the good news is it means that there are plenty of things we can do as humans to help you live a better life.
Right. Now, do you work with people one-on-one?
I do both. So yes, one-on-one, which can be pretty powerful. And then we also have a group environment, because I do know that our community struggles financially as well. It's really difficult to hold down a full-time or part-time job, right? So we're trying to find as many ways as we can. We're trying to change chronic pain from within the chronic pain community as best as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's huge. Because it's not something that you think about like right away, that people that are in chronic pain probably don't have a lot of money and resources, and you know, so that right away. So having alternative support groups and ways that people can receive help and inspiration.
Yes.
What would you say to the listener that's listening right now that is in chronic pain, doesn't feel heard? Like, I want to come up with some steps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what would be the first step? Because when, you know, at the end, going through all of your information, they'll be able to, you know, come to a place where they can manage and deal with life and all of that. But what are the things, like somebody that's, you know, in deep grief and pain?
And grief. Oh, gosh, yes. So there is a lot of steps we could potentially take. What it starts with, though, is just allowing that door to open a little bit, the belief that there is more. If we don't believe there's anything else we can do, if we just believe that our doctor is the only solution, then you're not maybe perhaps ready yet to do the work, because it is work. But once that door opens a little bit and you have a little bit of curiosity around maybe there is something I could do for myself, then we start to explore much more. And typically where I start, I know this sounds a little out there, but want our community to understand the importance and the role of their nervous system and brain in pain. And we want to be able to bring them to a certain place where their brain can be online, can be in a problem-solving state, can be in a creative space, so that you can then learn all the other good things and then be motivated enough to actually implement the change that we need. So oftentimes where we get tripped up is people are stuck in that survival mode, and it's really difficult to do anything in that stage. So we sort of start in the very beginning, give them more control in how they respond to certain situations, how they can control their pain in certain situations, which then unfolds more. But it all begins with belief and then awareness.
Yeah, so the belief that it's possible that things can change
Yes.
for me.
And that they have capacity to do so.
Yeah, and that I'm the driver here, and
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
you know, the universe supports me, and I'm going to find the right people, the right doctors, the right community, the right to support me, because my body's speaking to me, and there's a reason for this. And now I want to, I believe I can move beyond that, right?
Yes, and the reason is important. You know, there are not necessarily reasons why, you know, you're in such pain, but it is a good basis to get to understand what's going on in your body, what emotions are tied to it, and why it's really unfolding the way it is, because the science of pain is pretty fascinating, and we've learned a ton in the last 15, 20 years. So, but no one's being told that.
Yeah, I think you have a hard job.
I do.
I think you have a hard job. I think that's a tough job to deal. You know, like the work that I do, I support, you know, people with healing their trauma and releasing their core past wounding. That's a hard job too,
That's a hard
because
job.
You have to sit with somebody that is in pain, and it is stored in the physical body. But then when we're talking about chronic pain, like over and over and over again, that's a hard job.
Because chronic pain is trauma, so there is so much overlap there.
There is a lot of overlap. Yeah,
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want to tell the audience how to do. You do like free discovery calls, or how does that work for you?
Absolutely. So the first step is go to my website. I've got a free guide to a better doctor's appointment. It starts there. Then you're on my email list, and we just give you tons of tools. If you ever want to reach out to me, yes. Call me, no strings attached, just conversation about what's happening on the inside there.
I mean, that right there is a resource for those of you that are in chronic pain and that really want help right now. You're lost and you don't know who to talk to. You have an opportunity right now to make a phone call to someone that is no strings attached. So there's no excuses, guys. There's no excuses. This is the time to take the reins on your own healing and saying, yes, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make that call. I'm going to take the first step. And Dina will be happy to support you. Tell the audience how they can find your community on social media and also your podcast.
Right. So the community on Facebook, we have two. The easiest one to get into is Pain to Possibilities Connect, which is Pain number two, Possibilities Connect. I also have my podcast, which I just discovered is in the top 10 of the chronic pain podcasts. So that's exciting. It's called The Chronic Pain Experience. And it's just another free resource. You know, it's important that you can find and start getting curious around what's going on in there.
Yeah, that's really exciting. How did it become number 10? Do you know?
Or was I this wish
just
I knew. I don't know. I think you get to a certain number of episodes, a certain number of engagement, and there's not a ton of chronic pain podcasts, believe it or not, even though there's millions of people around the world.
Yeah, I think that was a good title. I think that was a good title because, I mean, it's like a Google search. I'm looking for, you know, you're typing it in. So that was actually brilliant on your part to, you know, name it that. But that seems to be your brand and what you help people do, which is, again, amazing. I want to thank you so much, Dina, for coming on the show because, you know, like I said, we have lots of people that need the hope, need the inspiration, and you helped us with that today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And many blessings to you on your journey. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host. Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about. At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Emails happen. Let's take your hopes on what you're passionate about. At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Tara Prater. She's the creator of Fueled by God Coaching Services, as well as the Fueled by God Coach Certification. I love that. As a based integrative health practitioner, Tara's mission is to spread God's truth and power to overcome emotional eating and hormone imbalances. Personally, through using her faith-based programming, she's overcome emotional eating and adult onset bulimia, hormone imbalances, specifically pre-diabetes and insulin resistance, and she continues to heal from childhood sexual abuse. The journey is never quite over or necessarily always easy, but with God, it is so worth it. While spreading God's truth, Tara guides other women just like her to holistic health, purpose, and security. With a Christ-centered focus, Fueled by God not only leads women to physical health, but also spiritual, emotional, and financial. Welcome to the show today. I just want to go straight in. You know, when people hear the word God, when people hear that right away, it's either they're totally turned on by it or totally turned off, right?
Absolutely. Or they're questioning. They're in the middle sometimes, like, inquisitive.
They're in the middle. They're like, where is God?
Right.
Right. Yes. So I just want to find out, did you already have God before you started this business?
Yes. So I've grown up in the church. I've had, you know, a growing up of faith in my life. But in the world of weight loss and health and all the things, I definitely went the other way. You know, I went, you know, diet pills and shakes and exercise and all the things. And every time I would do that, the weight would just come right back on. Yeah. know, and so when the pandemic hit, I could see some really bad thoughts and behaviors coming back into my life. And I really felt like I felt God saying, you know, you've tried all these other things. You've never tried me. You've never allowed me to be your healing factor, your control, your, you know, perseverance and things. And that has been just the game changer.
I can see that. I can see that because that's where it really lies. Like yeah. That's where the truth lies. That is the truth, and that you listened and that you went that way. So in your bio, we talked about their sexual abuse. We talked about hormonal imbalance, overeating, emotional eating. So a lot of people deal with emotional eating. A lot of people deal with sexual abuse.
Yes.
So when you heard that call from God say, you haven't allowed me, mm-hmm. were you emotionally eating at the time? Like every time you would get triggered by something or you would feel trauma or sadness or grief or loss, then you would eat in order to numb that pain?
A lot of the times, yes. I was aware of what I was doing. I had probably been at my smallest weight, probably not always my healthiest weight, a couple of years, you know, within that couple of years range. And when, you know, we all thought our lives were ending and everything like that, yes, I could see whether it was boredom or fear or just stress in general. I found myself going to the cabinet instead of opening up the Bible, you know, or listening to my music, worship music and things like that. And so I wasn't feeling good. I was weighing more. My joints were hurting more, you know, and I knew obviously it wasn't just me. There was thousands and millions of women dealing with that at the same time.
Yeah, I think, you know, the clearer you are, which is why I love your brand of your business, a faith-based, God purpose-driven business, which is great. And then you're helping women with their eating disorders or sexual trauma or whatever, which is great because it's really clear, because really that's bringing God back into the plan, you know, where it was originally intended. So what I find, you know, when I talk to people that that have habitual patterns and habits from the past or whatever that they're doing, they know they shouldn't be doing it, but they're doing it. And basically, you know, I've been told this, like, I don't want to change. I don't, yeah. Even though, you know, we're talking about it, they, you know, it's clear to them, but there is like a sabotage energy. Have you experienced that?
That is actually the very first week of my overcoming emotional eating, is that we talk about what is your specific self-sabotaging thought and behavior that Satan uses, because it is a trickery. You know, he knows specifically what triggers me. He knows specifically what triggers you, and every woman is so different. And so we dive in week one, discovering, you know, what is your specific thing or thought. And a lot of my women do consciously self-sabotage. You know, they'll eat really bad today and, oh, I'll just make up for it tomorrow. Or, you know, they have that all or nothing, you know, thinking, I did awful today, I'll just wait till Monday. Monday never comes, you know. So we just start right off the bat, like becoming aware of the tricks that Satan uses so that we can start working on God's plan to help us to overcome that.
Right. Is in anywhere, you know, with the sabotage. So is discipline involved in this program, like communication or education, discipline?
Yeah. So every single day I am contacting my women, whether it's in a Voxer app or anything like that. With my emotional eaters, I walk a little fine line. I do provide meal plans. I do provide them if they want custom macros and things like that. But it can be another thing that will trigger stress in their body. So I also provide just an easy to follow nutrition plan. So just serving sizes, get you know, how many ounces of protein do you need per meal? How many cups of vegetables and things like that, just to keep things super, super simple. And then I encourage them, if they're not people that move on a regular basis, like, let's just start looking at your step count. Let's just start there. If exercise is intimidating, because again, if we are talking about women that have experienced traumatic events or, you know, very stressed out lives, adding something new, you know, every day or every week can be just overwhelming.
Yeah. Yes.
So really it's individualized, you know, how fast the client goes, how slow they go, what we really start implementing. You know, I just encourage them to start moving, whether it's just taking more steps throughout their day. If they're ready to do body weight workouts, then we start there. Or maybe they're already working out and okay, let's do some, you know, more intense workouts if that's what, but I don't want to overwhelm them in the process of beginning that healing process internally, because that's what's most important first.
Right. And it does take 21 days to shift a pattern, like where you have some consistent, you know, follow through of establishing a new way to relate to your food or your exercise or whatever it is. It does take some consistency. So I can see how, you know, doing all those things would be overwhelming. I think what would trigger me is, you know, just thinking about like, if I had to change all these things at one time, I would be like, my inner whatever saboteur or whatever would be like, no, we're not, this is too much.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And they just go to panic mode. They, you know, a lot of people probably their cortisol levels increase. Yeah. Is that, again, that fight or flight that they've probably lived in most of their lives. And it's my job and my hope is that we can get them out of that, you know, to start healing physically, but also emotionally and spiritually as well. So yeah, I encourage them to start with one thing, you know, if it's more water, if it's more steps, if it's focusing on lunch, a healthy lunch, let's start there. Let's keep that for a week. Do you feel like you've got the handle on that? And if you do, then okay, let's add something else a week or weekly.
Yeah, I like that. And now, you know, let's let the audience know, like, instead of you feeling like you're losing something and that, you know, like we've been in this habitual way for a long time and now you're replacing it with a healthy way. What are some of the successes that people can, you know, hear that what's going to happen for them in their lives?
Yes. So I encourage that women communicate as much as possible. I ask them, you know, to share as much as of their story as possible that they feel comfortable with, so that we can too, you know, help them create healthy boundaries. If there's some, you know, relationship or something like that they need to work on. So it's really multifactual. You know, some of my women, like some women find that yes, they've lost 12 pounds in the process, but they are finding that they are praying for literally every aspect of their life throughout the day. And they, you know, I had one lady tell me, and I feel like that part of the programming has been more powerful to me than, you know, because I know that's going to help in other areas and that's going to help me to continue the journey. You know, more energy, who doesn't need and want more energy? When you start to fuel your body with the God-given foods, you know, that He created for our bodies, you naturally will experience more energy and better sleep. And so you can go about and do the purpose that God has given you. I don't profess to have a quick turnaround for women. I don't tell them that, you know, I've had women lose 25 pounds, but it's not always a quick fix because there's internal work, emotionally, physically, and everything that we have to do.
Hey, it took you a long time to get here. You know, it took a long time of behaviors to get here. So it's going to take a little commitment, you know, to shift everything. But I love what the lady said, how she said it's changing other areas in her life as well, in so many ways, which I totally can see. And just in the last minute, I want to be able to let the audience know how they can join your community and where they can find you on social media.
Well, the best way to go is just to go to my website at www.fueledbygodcoaching.com. There's a pop-up there that's going to give you a free list of hormone regulations, and then that can get you into the what's called the Fueled by God Sisterhood. That's a free community on Facebook, or you can look it up. Fueled by God Sisterhood is a free page. And then I also have all the information on my website about the coach certification, as well as all of the programs that I offer at this time.
Yeah, I would love to have you come back and talk about the coach certification. We'll have you come back next year. I'd love to. That was another thing that I really liked very much. So Tara Prada, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Happy holidays to you and your family. And we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@pin. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them. Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about. Host at TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. What an amazing show we're having today. Dr. Alan Mueller is here, and he is a passionate advocate for authentic transformation. And here we are on the Transformation Talk Network. What do you know?
Here we are.
Right? Dr. Alan started Adaptive Challenge Consulting in 2014 to help organizations navigate their greatest challenges through listening and real conversations. Dr. Mueller has worked in finance, sales, higher education, and even hospitality. Through his unique journey of failures and successes, he has gained insight into organizational leadership and development. Dr. Mueller always brings authenticity and humor with him, whether assisting organizations on their inclusion efforts or helping them evaluate their programs. Well, this is just great news. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, and hello to the West Coast.
Yes. Like I was telling you before we went live, that you just have this wonderful, nice face and this joyful energy about you. And, you carry this with you wherever you go. So how did you get started? Like, what is this, the passionate about advocate for authentic transformation? What
is that? Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, there are so many organizations that want to be better. And if you ask 100 people within the organizations, each has an idea. And yet, most of the time when consultants come in, a vice president has a friend and they bring that person in and they do some workshops and everybody feels good for 2 weeks. And then it's back to normal. And so part of what my team and I do is we really listen to me. And I mentioned that my wife's a counselor. I'm an improv comedian, and listening is fundamental. Whether you're doing an improv scene, whether you're a counselor, whether you're a leader, listening, everything to me starts with listening. And so one of the things we do is we listen to organizations about the things that they know they need to work on, but we listen closely so that we can find out the things that they don't quite know they need to work on. And we do a lot of sort of intuiting and discernment to sort of figure that out, because oftentimes an organization thinks we have a problem with A, and we start listening and we're like, yes, you have a problem with A, but that probably comes from B, C, and D, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the listening is so huge in communication. What is it? How does it work? 80% of our communication is done through listening.
It really is. And I think Abe Lincoln was quoted as saying, God gave you two ears and one mouth, use them proportionally. Right. Yeah. And I think in our society, we don't listen as well as we should. And so listening is an art form, and you've got to practice it, and active listening. And there's all kinds of techniques that we use, but everything starts with listening. And when you really listen deeply to someone and listen to their story, listen to their hopes and dreams for themselves, their organizations, you can really help them out more than if you just get them to fill out a form saying, we need help with this one aspect.
Right, right. I think this is such a great skill for people to learn. And the modeling, like 1 year, I don't remember, was it last year or the year before? Everything is just kind of like running together into this now moment.
Like, sure, of course.
Right? Yeah, but I can't remember. But it was the year where I had decided that what was the theme for the year that I wanted to engage myself in, and that was to become a better listener. Now, mm-hmm. I was already very skilled at listening, because as a coach, you know, you really, in order to really be able to, and it's also the work that I've done on myself, being able to listen to the promptings of my soul and the learning and the gifts and the wisdom, you have to be able to listen, right? Listening, I think, is such a huge piece, and it's such a gift, because even when you're learning to be a better listener, it's going to help you so much in your relationships in all areas of your life.
Oh my gosh, so much so. And two, I mean, listening, there are layers on top of it, right? And so, like, for example, I'm a man. And so by default in society, I get listened to more frequently than women, right? And I need to be aware of that and sort of leverage that a little bit. And similarly across race and other things that we take with us, and I had a great example. I was with this professional organization, leaders from all over the country. And we were in this room, and two of the leaders from two of the chapters of this organization spoke up. One of them was a Black woman from Colorado. One was a Black woman from Georgia. And the room kind of went on about its business. And then my friend Brandon next to me, who was a Black man, said the same thing that those two had said. And the room was like, oh, Brandon, tell us more. And he shut it down. He was like, hey, friends, were you not listening when Stacy said it or when Margaret said it? And then he elbowed me. He said, can you imagine if white guy Mueller here had said it, how everybody would have thought, oh, this is so profound. And so I think listening is huge. And then also monitoring your own listening, in a sense, right? It takes some energy to think about, am I listening deeply enough? And then also kind of what voices are used to getting heard and what voices are not used to getting heard. And that plays into it too.
You need to write a book.
I'm working on a book right now, actually. And I'm also working on a teachable series that's more based on the Myers-Briggs, if you know the Myers-Briggs, extroverts and introverts, and that kind of thing, where I'm sort of deconstructing it. It's a tool that has gotten some people in trouble by using it poorly. And I'm certified in its use, but more importantly, I think I'm invested in deconstructing it in a way that's going to make it valuable for people, you know? And so when you think about introverts and extroverts, for example, you know, and it's funny, I'm an extrovert and I'm married to an introvert. And a lot of extroverts imagine that introverts are really good listeners, and introverts are probably 50-50 as far as being good listeners. Half of them are just thinking about the book they want to read when they get home, or hanging out with their best friend or whatever, but they seem like good listeners because extroverts project that onto them, right? Oh, your mouth's not moving, you must be listening. And so there's a lot of layers there in terms of our personalities as well, as far as what leads to listening. Yeah.
I can tell right now that I want to have another conversation with you in the new year, like a longer conversation, because a lot of things that you said, I just kept holding the space, but I wanted to answer back on. But
yeah.
Because like one of the things that you said when you were talking about, you know, the Black lady and the Black guy, the two ladies, and then what he said. You know, a lot of people are also preoccupied with whatever thoughts they're thinking or what they're going to respond to, what they're going to say. So they're not even really listening because they're already formulating in their mind or whatever, what they're going to say next or whatever, right? There's that.
Oh my gosh.
There's that thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other thing with, I have found many times that when I would be saying something to someone, I would possibly have to say that like three times in order for it to really be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily have to come from me. Like I could be saying it. You could come along and you could say the same thing. And then maybe by the time the third person came along and they could say the same thing, finally it got through.
There's so many layers to it. And that pre-planning thing you're talking about, this is how people do. We're thinking about our responses. And when you start learning the principles of improv comedy, you learn quickly that you need to abandon that. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a scene with a scene partner and I have this idea that our scene is going to be that we're at SeaWorld playing with dolphins, and my scene partner thinks, no, we're in the board game Clue, and I'm about to help Colonel Mustard, you know, kill someone in the library with a candlestick, and they make an offer to me, whatever I've been planning, I have to be ready to let go at a moment's notice to join them in their new reality, right? That otherwise improv doesn't work.
And which is really what you're saying. That's the authentic transformation.
It is. It is. Because you have to be willing to hold your idea tentative, right? Mm-hmm. And so don't give up your idea, but hold it tentative because you're about to hear new information. One of the things I love, I'm a child of a German immigrant, and in the German language, the verb is always last. Mm-hmm. And so it's really neat because if somebody asks a question and I'm answering, the construction would be, well, I and your mother and sister at the mall went shopping, or you don't know what the verb is yet until the end. And so I'm convinced that when I speak to German people, I think there's less interrupting, right? Because they don't know what the action is until the very end. And so interrupting definitely short circuits listening, I think.
Yeah, that's also another thing. Yeah, like you said, there's many layers. I did have a question, like,
yes.
How do you find your organizations to knock on the door and tell them you're going to help them change their communication style? How do you find your leads, your ideal clients?
Oh my gosh, so much is by referral. And then also the improv thing. And it's so funny because there's a lot of people out there that do improv, and there's a lot of people out there with a doctorate in leadership and certification in Myers-Briggs, but there's not a lot who do both. And so oftentimes companies, organizations, HR departments will call me up because they want to do a light, fun improv thing. And then I'll pause and ask questions and we'll find deeper things. Yeah.
I think that's really a brilliant, actually, combination, because you're going in with that and then they love you. Then you already have it. And then you can say, and now let's take it to the next level. Let's go deeper into this. Isn't that great?
It does. And if you're going to get into things like equity and inclusion and those tougher subjects, if you've built rapport and had a workshop where everybody got to laugh for an hour first, people will be a little more likely to engage in those tougher things too. So,
yeah. I just want to tell you that you inspired me on Stories of Hope today.
Thank you.
That I want to do improv comedy. I want to add that on my adventure education next year and learn about that, just because that seems fun, that seems light, and that seems like something I would like to experience. So well done you. And let's let the audience know how they can find you on social media, how they can look you up, and then also please expect to receive another invite from me in the early part of next year so that we can go deeper.
I can tell we'll have some good conversations. So the easiest way to find me, adaptivechallengeconsulting.com, and then Adaptive Challenge Consulting on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. And it's Adaptive, T-I-V-E, Challenge Consulting. We're excited about the new year. Next year is our 10th anniversary. And so we've got a lot of new things coming out in the first 6 months of next year that we're really excited about, celebrating this 10-year mark. Yeah.
Congratulations on that and all the new projects that you're doing, including the teachable programs. I think this is really great. The book, I definitely see it. So that's all done. Well, happy holidays, Dr. Alan Mueller. And thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others?
Welcome back, everyone. Wait till I introduce you to Raven Ray. She is an electric recording artist. She's an author. She's the CEO, founder of Blackleaf Naturals. Blackleaf Naturals is a natural vegan wellness brand that's centered around self-care and mental health. Selling an array of natural vegan skincare, body care, and hair care products such as soaps, oils, body butters, acne treatments, hair and face masks, and candles. She's a performer who bridges the gap between the classics and the contemporary. She was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. Raven got her start singing in the church and received her musical training from the Cleveland School of the Arts and Columbia College in Chicago. Raven released her first EP, Borderline, in 2019, where she shares her story and explores societal themes rarely discussed surrounding mental health in the Black community. Followed by the release of her second album, Metamorphosis, in September of 2020, centered around her caterpillar to butterfly transformation throughout her self-care journey, and Believe in Love, released in June of 2021, about her self-love journey. Raven is the author of Butterfly Language, a transformative personal development memoir that's available on Amazon. My God, Raven, you are a multi-creatrix person that's expressing your creative gifts in so many ways. Your soul must be feeling so joyful and liberated.
Yes, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. Creativity is just, it's just what I love, is who I am from the inside out. And thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, it's so great. I mean, you know, all the things you're doing, you're singing, you're writing, you're, you know, making soaps, and you're, you know, writing books, and you're doing all these things. Like, what is that expression that comes out of you? Where did that, how did that ignite?
Yeah, I love to say I've always been creative since I was a kid. I've been creating ever since I could talk. You know, kids always draw these pictures. I was on the street selling them, selling Girl Scout cookies. So all of these things can be traced back to my childhood that I find I was doing from an early age. I've just always loved being creative and having an entrepreneurial spirit and singing and music. It's just always been a part of me.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So it's really natural for you to be that entrepreneur, to be in your creativity. There's no shyness there. Like, you're not too shy to sell your soap or stand there and say, you know, you're not too shy about that, huh?
No, not at all. I've never been shy. I've always been a talker since I was a kid. So I just love it all.
That's so great. What's your sign? I'm curious.
I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo. Okay. Well, that makes sense with all the natural vegan Virgo, Mother Earth. And yeah, that's so great. So I think, you know, you have a very promising life, obviously, with all your creativity and everything that you're doing. It's going to be wonderful to watch you grow and evolve in what you're doing. Now, what is your story? Like, what is the thing that we need to hear that got you to where you want to be, where you are today?
Yeah, so I started singing when I was 4 in the church, and then I was raised for the first 5 years of my life by the best mother ever. And then she lost her life to cancer, and I had to grow up very, very quickly at age 5 and learn how to navigate grief and all of these things that were just being thrown at me, being uprooted, having to move to a totally different town, getting, you know, accumulated to that and making new friends, just the whole thing that came with that. And then I got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is a chronic condition. And I was told I would have to take all of this medicine just for me to function. And that was really tough at 9 years old to hear that you will have to do that for the rest of your life. So I kept going through life, kept learning, kept growing. And then I got hit again with another medical big thing called scoliosis, and I was told I had to have a spinal correction surgery. So they went into my back and had to correct my whole spine. And at this time, I was really heavily into getting into dance and learning that part of me. And then I was told that, oh, you'll probably never dance the same again. You'll probably never have this function. And luckily, both of those things are never the case. I'm not on any pills anymore, and I'm not I don't have any, yeah, thank you. And I don't have any mobility issues. But after those things happened to me.
But I'm sorry, I just want to say, remember where you were after those things happened to me. I just want to say to the audience that's listening to this, when she was so young at that young age and being told that you will never move, dance again, you will never do this again, she didn't buy into that belief system. She for some reason she didn't buy into it. Mm-hmm. And now she's not on the medication and she is dancing. So that's the story of hope. So let's acknowledge that, how powerful you can be when you are in your belief system and in your autonomy, that no, I'm not going to take this as a sentence. So do you remember where you were telling the story? Yeah. Sorry to interrupt
you. Oh, no problem. And then, so those things were unfolding. And then I fell into a depression and a series of anxiety and got clinically depressed and diagnosed with that. And I didn't really get the help that I needed until I went to therapy at 19 and I went vegan and I started to heal myself holistically from the inside out. So that's when things really began to blossom. And then I started writing again and put out my first album and got some things off of me and out of me. And I felt so much lighter. And then we got hit with the pandemic. We couldn't go anywhere. So I wrote again, and I got some more stuff out of me, but in a different way that time. And I was able to tell my caterpillar to butterfly transformation story. And then that led me to a third album. And then my third album led me to my book, Butterfly Language. So that's where we are now, just telling my story in a way that resonates with people, in a way that can uplift and inspire them, no matter who they are, no matter if you're a CEO, an entrepreneur, if you're working a 9-to-5, you're aspiring to do these things. The book is really just the accumulation of my story, but my music as well. And it's just something that people can use to really get those tools and that knowledge from my brain. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. I mean, I think that's so amazing how what you've done. And it just goes to show you that, you know, we talked about this when we opened the show today, people suffering with chronic pain and how, you know, how to move beyond that and that there is hope and not to give up. And you clearly have, you know, had tremendous challenges that you've had to face and that you've moved beyond all these challenges while blossoming, while rising, while expressing your creativity. And now somebody would look at you and go, wow, you know, you're this entrepreneur, you got songwriting, you got books, you've got all these things. And on top of it, you're not shy about any of it. So that's so good. And we all know that healing depression isn't easy, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not. But I believe that's why, you know, certain people are placed on the planet is to go through certain things so we can be able to tell our stories from a place that will resonate with people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of promise that's going to be coming from you. I just want to say that two things is that, you know, teaching young people to be entrepreneurs. That's one of your gifts, teaching younger people to be entrepreneurs and to move and not be shy about it and to create their life and be sustainable. That's fabulous and express their creativity. So that's that. And you keep doing it. And I'd love to have you on for another show if you want to come back on. We can talk about depression, different things. We can go a little bit more into your book. For now, let's tell the audience how to find you on social media and how to find your book.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at Raven Ray Official. I am on Facebook at Raven Ray Official as well. And my book, Butterfly Language, is available on Amazon.com.
Yeah, you're so beautiful, Raven. I just feel so blessed that you came on the show to share with us today what you're doing, how you're creating your life, and how you're helping yourself, how you're helping people. It's wonderful. You know, the whole piece about, you know, the mental health issue, that's a whole discussion in itself right there, right? That needs to be kind of unpacked and talked about, right? Because, yeah, there's a lot of people that are struggling with that. You mentioned that you focus on that you were talking about the Black community. So I definitely would love to talk with you about that further.
Yes.
So everyone, thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you to all of my guests and, of course, all of you listeners out there that are making Stories of Hope part of your inspiration. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday season, and we'll see you again next week, Friday, everyone. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.